Ah, the sheer joy and wonderment of actually sort of technologically sorting things out in various other bits and pieces seamlessly. That's the important thing, as we seamlessly connect with our ace correspondent, another one of our ace correspondents from London. It is the awesomely talented Rachel Abbott. How are you, Rachel?
Hey.
Marvellous. Good. Now, very excited, Rachel, because this week I have engaged successfully in my first ever Zoom video calls.
Yeah,
exactly. I realise that the rest of the Western world in many ways would have been heaps ahead of that. But I thought, no, well, and like yourself, I was sort of without broadband for quite some time. Incidentally, have you got your broadband challenges sorted out?
Yes, on Sunday.
Good.
To be fair, though, I wouldn't use Zoom if I didn't have to for work. I probably would have avoided it. But loads of people, you were using it, so I don't know, maybe I wouldn't have. I would have. I don't know.
I mean, these days, people who say they still Skype, they're so yesterday, aren't they, really? So last century, almost. So last decade.
Yeah, Skype. I barely Skyped.
Yeah, it's gone from there. So in terms of Zoom, we were speaking to Liz Brewer. What's the etiquette? I mean, when you're producing on Zoom, is it a case of, you know, who hosts the meeting? Is that something to be debated upon? Who passes the passwords on? All of those sort of systems. Apparently, Zoom bombing is now a thing of the past. That has been sorted. So nobody's got to burst in upon your Zoom package from there. But you know, how have you found using Zoom on a day-by-day basis?
Right, yeah, it's fun, I guess, because you can appreciate being able to be connected to people you can't see physically. So that's good about it.
Yeah.
Like, well, with work colleagues or friends, I actually had a Zoom with some old work colleagues from years ago, and it was the first Zoom call I'd had. And before, well, other than work ones, but it was the first kind of like social Zoom hangout, if that's what they call it. And it actually was really nice because we haven't met up in ever to have a catch up. So lockdown did that.
Well,
Zoom.
There we are.
So that
now,
was good.
Now, when you say years ago, are we talking on broadcast days here?
Yeah, but like right at the start of on
Whoa,
broadcast.
Whoa, right at the very start.
The
the original band, you know, not
Lloyd.
Yeah.
Not,
the original greats, like the original Beatles, you know, you can't beat them. They're the ones that are just bootleg Beatles, clearly.
Yeah.
Funny enough, though, when I get my sort of emails through, I can now actually respond by saying, well, I could probably do an interview with X, Y, Z person, but it would need to be via Zoom, because one doesn't need to be in a studio to Zoom. You can pretty much do it from anywhere that's got decent Wi-Fi access, as long as you've got a reasonable computer.
The quality's great. We use our guests, we do it on Zoom at the moment.
Well, there we are.
You've got a backup.
Of course, you know, because it's automatically recorded into the cloud and it's working through that process and so on. There we are. It's high technology stuff there. We didn't ask last week, of course, and very remiss of us not to ask, how is Bean?
Oh, she's good. Although, she has a little bump on her little foot.
Oh.
Because she's got 3.5 legs.
Yes.
Her littlest leg, she's got a little bump on it. I'm not sure what it is. So I was actually talking about that earlier on Twitter. I think I need to take her to a vet. Well, I've tried to.
We do have a vet on staff, so to speak. I mean, I say on staff. She is fully qualified vet. That's Rachel, not Rachel, Zoe. Zoe, of course, who qualified from the Royal Veterinary College this year. She mostly specialises in horses, but I'm sure Zoe Jameson would be able to actually deal with your three-legged dog as well. Just a thought
there.
That'd be great. So, certainly, be wary of getting advice from Twitter. You don't really know what you're going to get there, Rachel. And saying, well, because it said it on Twitter is not necessarily going to be the best way to justify.
No, I didn't search it on Twitter. I just tweeted about someone else got a weird bump on her dog. So I wondered if maybe there was like a weird bug going around, like a bug bite. In London, I don't know.
These days, we don't know what's happening. Now, we were speaking again to our film critic Richard Fitzwilliams, and he said that London is still very much deserted. Are you finding that? I mean, or is it a case of no?
Deserted?
Yeah.
Deserted?
Hmm.
Joking. No, it's not.
I did sort of
North London, and I think where the confusion is in central London. Maybe not so much now, but during actual lockdown was a ghost town. But in the suburbs, like not even suburbs, like literally 10 minutes on the tube away, like in areas where I am, everyone's out, everyone's walking around, everyone's packed because they all live around here. So around here, parks, the streets, the shops, you would for a second think this isn't lockdown. There's been no lockdown around here. It's just been a joke. But central London is very eerie. I know that. And I think that's where maybe he means.
I think he was working through that. Have you taken your first trip on the underground, on the tubers yet? No.
No. I'm avoiding it.
Yeah. And
I don't want to. I don't think we're really allowed to. I think when you have to, essential only still, I think.
Yeah, well, I'm just sort of thinking, because will you be actually sort of using a designer face mask? Will you be using, I mean, in fact, you presumably are a mask wearer.
I am. I'm very strict about it. Out of my friends, actually, I've been socially distanced for walks and stuff.
Yeah.
I think my Iceland, one second, the door's just not. That's my right. dog's
oh, you see, there we are. Bean, do your stuff.
Barking. Yeah.
It's all right. These are the exciting things that we've come to appreciate about Rachel Abbott. The adventures of Rachel as he sorts out doors, sorts out Bean, those other things. Are we all right there, Rachel?
Yeah, everything's fine.
Good.
Face masks. I have been. My friends haven't as much. They do in shops. But when I'm out with them, I'm probably the only one. Mm. Sometimes, I'm not saying all the time that they don't. I mean, sometimes that I am the only one. I found a few really nice ones on Etsy. And loads of people making them. They're not the medical ones, but they're like the fabric ones.
Yeah. Well, I'm
so
still sticking.
The creative ones.
Yeah. I'm still sticking with the basic sky blue face mask, and we will use that.
No, you should get one with little dogs on it or something, Alex.
I don't know. I just you see, I'm not as much of a fashionista as you are, Rachel. You see, clearly you're cutting edge.
No, yeah, I've got a checkered one. I've got a gingham print one, and I've got one that's like little bees, and they were only about £2. It was like both, well, all of them have been donation based. So my friend made two of them, the bee ones, and I just got them in the post.
Mm. Well, there we are. You see, it all works splendidly.
They're not really fashion-y though. They don't go with anything, and I just like them because they.
Now what?
And they're great, Alex. When you're having a bad makeup, like face day. Yeah. I haven't been wearing makeup much in lockdown.
You don't need it, Rachel.
Cover your blemishes.
Honestly, you don't need it. You never have.
No, but for people about funny about wearing them, don't want to, for some reason. Just think about the things they could cover.
Again, the thoughts of Rachel Abbott, they have significance and resonance. It says Rachel's resonances. and what sort of creative things have you been getting up to? Are you doing more in terms of the online stuff? I mean, we talked about, obviously, Zoom and so on. How's the producing coming on?
Great, yeah, busy week. Great shows, though. We do a tech one now as well. Tech and Daily podcast.
A very nearly award-winning tech
Woman Tech Charge, exactly. That's separate. We've got another one, which is more of a bulletin style, called the Evening Standards Tech and Daily. And that's alongside the Leader podcast, which comes out 4 every day. Little self-promo here, which you can find on Apple Podcasts, wherever you get the podcast from.
That's what we wanted to find out. And again, give us the name of the podcast again and how people can search for it in their engines.
Podcast, which is a daily news podcast. Essentially, our editorial journalists and guests from around the world. So we've had like Save the Children on the Yemen crisis. We've had, well, we've spoken about everything. We did a coronavirus daily up until about this week, where we're still doing it, but obviously it's kind of easing but not easing, so we've kind of mixed up the shows again with other content. So that's the Leader podcast, and that you can find on Apple Podcasts, Acast, wherever you get your podcast from.
So,
and likewise to Women Tech Charge, and also the Tech and Science Daily podcast. So if you like all things tech, science, space,
that's it. Well, we'll start off with the Leader podcast and hopefully move on from there. There are so many podcasts
every day from 4 p.m.
There you go. At the same time, it has to be pointed out, you know, we're well over 4,000 podcasts for Southside and Siren, so we're still continuing on that basis. But still, life is there. I feel as though it's been an information-packed scenario, together with the excitement of who is Bean barking at the front door.
My mum.
Oh, there we are. So Rachel
is... It wasn't our food order.
Well, you know, it'll happen. That's important, though. Rachel, it's been awesome. So did your mum come down from Yorkshire to actually sort of check that her daughter was well then?
didn't live in Yorkshire.
I thought your family were from Yorkshire. Am I very confused here? You were born in Yorkshire.
I went there and lived there for like a month. That's a complete exaggeration. 4 months. Yeah. It was a mistake. Well, it was with an ex-boyfriend.
Don't worry. It's all right. It's fine.
My mum and dad are from the north, but I grew up in London. They're in London.
Oh, well, there we are then. It's just, you know, the Rachel Abbott life story takes another sort of turn for joy and happiness, which is
too many stories.
Too many stories, but then again, we're in the business of stories, and that's why you're one of Westminster University's top graduates, which is wonderful. Rachel?
I'm not a top graduate. So I went there.
well, there we are. Yes, you're to be Westminster's finest. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the programme today?
Yeah, always.
Excellent. Are you back again same time-ish next week?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
If you want me back.
Of course. And Bean, of course. You come as a pair. We think it's very important. We will be speaking, hopefully, to Jenny Bill in a few moments. And then we've got Ellis Johnson, musician, who's launched a new track called Wave shortly. All this and more still to come as far as the Midweek Drive is concerned.
Be happy. Be young, be foolish, but be happy. Don't let love slip away. Live your life for today. Life is too short to worry about unimportant. And then you'll find your dream.
Find your dream.
Because dreaming alone is a shame indeed. But if you got love, that's all you'll need. So be young, be foolish, go be happy.
And as promised, we're delighted to welcome a new voice to the Midweek Drive now. She's an ace soul when it comes to skating and international skating and British skating and so on. And has done a whole stack of things as well, including announcements and dealing with the London Underground and all manner of wonderful things. It's Jenny Bill. How are you, Jenny?
I'm fine, thank you. Good afternoon, Alex.
Good. Now, you contacted us, obviously, from Newcastle, where you're currently based because of the lockdown procedures, because you're not in the London sort of sequence. But as I said, combining the London Underground with respect to skating, it's quite an interesting portfolio you've got in terms of your life history, Jenny.
I'm very old and I've done a lot in my lifetime. Yeah. So don't waste a moment.
First off, I have to remind people we don't use the O word here. It's experientially enhanced or indeed chronologically gifted. One of those two things is okay, but the O word, no, you step aside from that. Is your heart very much in ice skating?
Oh, it is, definitely. That's my one true love of my life.
Was it because of Tourville and Dean, or were there other sort of, or is it just a case of I just love dancing on ice?
No, not really, actually. As far back as I can remember, from when I was a tiny little girl, I always wanted to ice skate, but unfortunately my parents never really were able to let me do it as a child. So actually I started when I was in my 20s and had a very successful adult career, being adult British champion 1 year, and yes, it was a full-time job. I made my own costumes and sorted out a lot of my own music. Obviously I had coaches for choreography and to train with, but yes, that's definitely where my heart is.
So how do you feel the media relates to ice skating in general? Because, you know, we've seen lots of strange messages come across. I mean, were characters like Tonya Harding the norm when you were actually involved with ice skating? Or was it a case of, no, she's American to start off with?
Nothing to do with her being American, but I'd say no, probably not the norm. I mean, she was incredibly talented, but sadly a little bit misguided. So, yes, I think everybody knows the story of Tonya Harding due to the film. I'm not sure how much people would have known about her before then unless they were involved in the sport.
Mm. And is it one of those sports which, I mean, we talk obviously about minority sports and so on. Is it a minority sport? Is it a case of it's a dance routine? I mean, I talked about Torville and Dean, who clearly kind of lifted up the awareness, the consciousness level a good few years ago. And I don't think Ravel's Bolero has ever quite been the same since. But is it a case of, well, it kind of sits somewhere underneath that in terms of participant sport and so on?
It depends whether you're talking on a global scale or just in this country, because certainly in this country it's a minority sport, I would say. Whereas some countries in the world, Japan, Russia, Korea, America, Canada, it is one of the main sports and it's hugely popular. There's a lot of money put into the sport and obviously a lot of participants and a lot of competition.
It's a different line, but I know one of our presenters a few years ago actually was very much into rollerblading, which I thought was, you know, and roller skates and so on. Are there similarities, or it's a case of don't be silly, ice skating needs to actually take place on ice and rollerblading has to take place on different surfaces entirely and uses wheels?
No, there is a lot of similarity, actually, and obviously during the lockdown, ice rinks have been closed in this country now for about 4 months, and many of the elite skaters and a lot of other skaters have taken to rollerblading in order to continue to be able to train, whether it's the quad skates with four wheels or where there is like an inline blade. But yes, I think probably inline blading is probably even more of a minority sport than ice skating, but yes, it's definitely similar. It's similar but different, but I wouldn't want to bore people by going into technical details.
I mean, you mentioned, Jenny, you were quite a late starter in terms of the ice skating field, and yet had huge success in terms of that. Is it, unlike ballet, something where you can actually have a fairly late start and still be successful, or would you say, no, really, you should start about 11 or 12?
Well, if you wanted to obviously go to the World Championships, the Olympics, anything like that, you have to start probably when you're about 3 years old. If you want, I think you can do anything at any age, depending, obviously, on your mental attitude and your physical ability. I did ballet as a child. I also tap danced. I used to be a long jumper, a sprinter. I'm quite sporty. I'm quite slim. So therefore, to move into ice skating, and I picked it up very easily because I loved it, and I obviously had perhaps a little bit of a flair for it because I loved it so much. But I think that as long as you have the belief and the physical ability, you can attempt anything at any age.
Very inspirational stuff there, Jenny. So here we are, lockdown easing and so on. You got in touch with us at Southside Broadcasting. You might be looking to do various other contributions to us from that line of things. How does it feel being in the north as opposed to the south? I mean, is there the north-south divide, or is it a case of, yes, clearly Newcastle is the centre of civilization, and I don't know how I've lived my life without actually being up here on a regular basis?
No, New York is the centre of civilization. To say, I don't think there's a divide. I come from London. I love London, and to me, there isn't really anywhere else in the country that's quite like it. But I also like Manchester, and I think I might have mentioned I work part time for a train company at Leeds Station now, and I also love Leeds. I don't see any divide between the north and the south. More the difference between cities and towns, perhaps.
Hmm. And again, working through that, how have you been coping with the lockdown system? I mean, many of our contributors, they've said they've been either learning skills like becoming a carpenter, well done Tallulah, or indeed starting to grow their own vegetables, or becoming painters, or developing various other things, a lot of the creative sort, because clearly the show business world has been decimated in terms of standard things that people will be doing in acting profession and so on. Pantomimes, who knows whether they'll take place this year. But what have you been getting up to as far as lockdown has been concerned, or is it a case of now I've been finding my inner self?
I'm a person that's always very busy. I do run a website and a number of Facebook pages that are all dedicated to figure skating. And although there's not much going on, I'm still reporting on lots of things. I do still work part-time 2 days a week at Leeds, so I am still travelling and getting out. I have a cross trainer and a sort of gym set up at my dad's, so I've been able to work out and stretch every day. I design and knit and sew. I have my own hand knitting company, so I've been working hard on that. And I've also, as I think I mentioned to you already, looking into the possibility of taking the use of my voice a bit further, because I've been doing announcing for many years, and I'm been taking some courses to learn how to move into voiceover work. And I also thought about contacting a couple of radio stations, as in yourself, to see whether there was any availability to come and offer volunteer help at any time.
Well, there we are, you see, and that's one of the reasons you're online at present. Again, sharing some thoughts and other aspects, although I was particularly intrigued by the skating, which is great stuff there. Still to come.
Don't get me started.
Well,
talk about skating all day.
It could be a whole new world. Jenny, tell us about your website, your Facebook page. How can people get in touch with you as far as the skating is concerned?
Well, I have if people are interested in skating in this country, I have a Facebook page that is called UK News on Ice. That's UK News on Ice. And it has got, I think, just under 4,000 followers. My website is actually just dedicated to an individual skater. He's a Russian boy. And I have some individual websites as well. But if UK News on Ice is the main one. So from there, people would be able to information about other things
and progress from that. Well, Jenny, as I say, we've got a feature, a musician called Ellis Johnson, a few moments, who's got a track called Waves coming through. We've got the return of Chloe Rose, who's been having a bit of a tough time recently, especially since right in the middle of lockdown she had appendicitis, but never mind, life continues. But two questions we normally ask people at this stage: have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on this, your broadcasting debut for Southside Broadcasting and Siren Radio?
Yes,
has it been okay?
Yes, I have. It's been absolutely fantastic, and I hope that people on the other end in the audience have enjoyed it.
It's a one-to-one thing, and we'll connect on that basis. So will you be kind enough to return and keep us appraised of UK News on Ice and other things? Will you come back, Jenny?
Oh, I'd absolutely love to. Thank you very much indeed.
Clever lines, hold your easy rhymes, silence everything, silence always wins. It's a perfect alibi, there's no need to analyze. It will be alright through the longest night, just silence. Spoken to
what others do. Silence always wins, so silence everything. It will be alright in the morning light, just silence everything. But we could live by the foot of the mountain. We could clear up the yard in the back, build a home by the foot of the mountain. We could stay there and never come back. We could stay there and never come back.
We're still trying to get hold of Ellis Johnson, a Manchester-based singer-songwriter. We will not give up. Meanwhile, it's glorious. And it is glorious to say that we can welcome the glorious Graham onto the programme. That's basically Graham Harpack. Glorious Graham, how are you?
Oh, I feel very glorious now, thanks.
It's glorious. Because Arsenal won, so that's all glorious. And Liverpool have won the title. Oh, well, what the hey, just don't celebrate. Too exciting. Graham, welcome back to the Midweek Drive for your usual weekly slot on the whole piece. And we're putting you straight into the role of music judge, because we have a young man called Ellis Johnson who's submitted a piece of music for us. Now, Ellis can't sort of reach us today, but he's a singer-songwriter from Manchester. His sultry acoustic pop is apparently like an airy four on the floor drum beat wafting in on a summer breeze, peppered with great hooks and mature lyrics. Themes. Very good. The dictionary definition of meaningful feel-good music.
Ooh, sounds good.
Well, are you ready to actually cast your own critical ear over this little number, which is, of course, Ellis Johnson and Waves?
Oh, bring it on.
And I'll just say that again. Ellis Johnson and Waves.
On doubts, trying hard just to deal with it. Please don't leave me out. All I know is that I don't feel right, and my chest feels tight. Didn't sleep last night at all. When my feelings collide, is it fight or flight? Nothing seems to make any sense no more. Well, there has to be a key, but the only thing I feel is it comes in waves, waves, waves. It comes in waves. Moving forward and back, am I under attack? It's quite a punch that you pack on anxiety. Is it real what I feel? It's just so hard to deal with these waves that keep on crashing on me. Well, there has to be a key, but the only thing I feel is it comes in waves, waves, waves. In waves, waves, waves. I'm sick of calculating. I'm riding high, I need the air to bring me back down. Oh, this surface let me down, and I lost my grip somehow. Now I'm spinning around. It's easy, believe me, I'm freezing. There's no way to teach you to ride these waves, waves, waves. It comes in 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 waves. Waves, waves. It comes in waves, waves.
Waves. Ellis Johnson, what did you make of that, Graham Harper?
I thought that was absolutely stunning. This is a singer who's going to be here for a long time. I hope he gets some good breaks. Well, is he famous?
He has suddenly debuted on the Midweek Drive. We've just heard that, so clearly his road can only go upwards on this point of view. No, he's doing very well, and he's a good jobbing soul. We might be featuring him on the show again, and hopefully we'll connect. Sadly, we couldn't today because we got voicemail, but never mind.
Does he produce his own stuff, or is he with a record label? What's his news?
I think he's producing his own stuff at present. The usual social media are the ways in which you can check out Ellis Johnson, but he will certainly be very appreciative of getting a BAFTA award-winning director's thumbs up, two thumbs up, from the point of view of Waves, which is great material. Graham, as I say, you were brave enough to go out to the post office, which is very exciting, and you got back as well, which is good from that point of view. It looks as though pantomime probably may not be taking place this year. Because
oh, that's a real shame. There'll be a lot of young people going to miss out.
Oh, no, they won't. Oh, yes, they were. Sorry, it's an old one. But never mind. We will just have to keep on going in our own unique way. So it's been shorter than normal, but have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the programme today?
I've loved it, and I love Ellis Johnson. Thumbs up. Brilliant.
Well, the Ellis Johnson fraternity across Manchester, the North West and beyond will be celebrating high fives all around. I'm sure Tony McDonough from Mandela PR will love it as well, which is good stuff. Graham, take care of yourself. Speak soon. In about a week's time, I would have thought.
Lovely. Okay, well done.
Counting days since my love up and got lost on me. And every breath that I've been taking since you left feels like a waste on me. I've been holding on to hope that you'll come back when you can find some peace. Cause every word that I've heard spoken since you left feels like a hollow street. I've been told to get you off my mind. But I hope I never lose the bruises that you left behind. Oh my Lord, I need you by my side. There must be something in the water, cause every day it's getting colder. And if only I could hold you, you'd keep my head from going under. Maybe I'm just being blinded by the brighter side of what we are, because it's over. Well, there must be something in the tide. I've been told to get you off my mind. But I hope I never lose the bruises that you left behind. Oh my Lord, I need you by my side. There must be something in the water, cause every day it's getting colder. And if only I could hold you, you'd keep my head from going under. It's your love I'm lost in. Your love I'm lost in, your love I'm lost in, and I'm tired of being so exhausted. Your love I'm lost in, your love I'm lost in, your love I'm lost in, even though I'm nothing to you now. Even though I'm nothing to you now. There must be something in the water, cause every day it's getting cold. If only I could hold you, you'd keep my head from going under. There must be something in the water, cause every day it's getting colder. And if only I could hold you, you'd keep my head from going under.
And that brings us neatly round via the medium of Lewis Capaldi to our ace correspondent, who's been through her own sort of challenges and had a few bruises as well along the way in terms of the last few months. It's Chloe Rose. How are you, Chloe?
Hello. I'm so good to be back on.
Well, I figured we needed to have something positive, and I thought Lewis Capaldi would be a nice way to welcome you back to the Midweek Drive. And I think this is the Midweek Drive morning edition, so it was a great stuff there. Now, we've already heard from our wonderful director, Graham Harper. We were speaking, of course, to Jenny Bill and to Rachel Abbott in this particular segment. And you're kind of wrapping up a whole sort of sequence, but share with us, because you have been through the wars recently with appendicitis and more, and, of course, COVID testing too.
Yes, it's been, honestly, it's been crazy. It's been a crazy few months. It was a shock, I must admit, it was a real shock. And I just thought, one day I just woke up in the morning, I don't know why, I looked in the mirror, and I thought to myself, I don't feel very well, you know. And it's just one of those moments. And then from then on, it just went on for weeks and weeks. Luckily, we found out that I had a problem with my appendix, and it's been removed, which is great. So the main problem's been removed. There's still a few tests being underway, but the COVID testing, well, that was interesting, Alex, I must admit, very interesting. They had to, like, take swabs. It's not always the nicest thing in the world, but it's for everyone's safety. And I had to have a swab done again today because I've got to go back in for a few tests. So there is lots going on other than music at the moment.
Well, certainly. And, you know, we've talked to a lot of musicians. We have Tallulah Rendell, of course, who's been doing a lot of online material as well. Carrington McDuffie was featured last week, of course, Tessa's Tune of the Week. She was producing stuff under lockdown. Has it been something you've engaged with, or is it a case of don't be silly? I mean, too poorly to even think about music.
Well, before I started to feel really poorly, I was doing quite a lot of things with a charity called Care for Carers UK. And this charity was pushing basically funds so that carers and, you know, staff that are working within the hospitals will get like a free breakaway, because they're doing like amazing work at the moment. So I wanted to give back. And I thought, well, while I'm in lockdown, I wanted to do something that could help through music. So I've been pushing that charity, but with all this going on, I've sort of just, you know, been off really from doing that for a bit. But I am going back into that within the next week. We'll be helping push that again. And then I'm going to be putting some more covers back on, as that had been doing really well until the illness began. Mm. But the thing is, Alex, what do? We keep going.
Well, that is the choice, really, you know, and it's often a good choice to accentuate that positive. Now, I was having a general perusal, and I'm not sure whether this is connected with you or not, but I think I might have found a new Chloe Rose track, which we haven't actually featured before, as far as these shows are concerned. Obviously, Lungs is a perennial favourite, as indeed a Golden Dreams and so on. But did you, I mean, certainly under the sort of online stuff, it seems we actually have Chloe Rose and If It Hurts. Is that your good self, Chloe?
If It Hurts. No, I don't think it is, no.
Oh.
But there is another girl called Chloe Rose as well. And I thought, oh dear. But obviously our names are spelt differently, and I think we're different genres.
I didn't think it was, but would you like to have a listen to your namesake then? Singing If It Hurts.
Not?
You know, it's a curious one, etc. Obviously, it's not a patch on the original, but this is, Chloe Rose, not our Chloe Rose, not top line or top line Chloe Rose, but another Chloe Rose with If It Hurts.
Morning coffee, you push me in the fire and you blame me. I've always wondered how it's been so easy. Poured my heart out and you still managed to leave me. But when I leave, you run back saying you need me. You come right back and promise that you didn't need me. I know better, why the hell did I believe it? I want the love, still stay. And if it hurts, just give me a day. No matter what I do or say, you've always got a hold on me. You got me in captivity.
Of course, we should really get you to do a duet, perhaps. But what did you make of your namesake with If It Hurts?
I really like it. It's different, and it's I like, you know, the noises in the background with the sort of dialogue between the man and the woman at the beginning. It made it quite interesting. It was sort of spacey, kind of, I don't know how to describe it, but it sort of had a feeling of like a haunting feeling as well in parts of the song, and I really enjoyed it, you know.
Fantastic.
I really enjoyed it.
Chloe, because we've just been called by another musician, Ellis Johnson, who's been missing calls from us, we're going to have to just juggle a few bits and pieces around. So for the moment, at least for this Midweek Drive Morning Edition, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the programme today?
I have. I'm so glad to be back on.
Excellent. So will you be kind enough to come back and join us again? And maybe, as I say, we'll speak again in the very near future.
Yes, I would love to.
Excellent.
Yes, please, Alex.
And this one, just like we dedicated Lewis Capaldi to you, is also dedicated to yourself. 5 seconds of summer. She looks so perfect. Five seconds of summer, she looks so perfect. Earlier in the programme, BAFTA award-winning director Graham Harper, of course, fulsome in his praise of our next guest, and we managed to connect with him. It's Ellis Johnson. How are you, Ellis?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Marvellous. Well, we've heard Waves once, but it's so good we're going to play it again in a few moments. I could totally understand why Guy Garvey actually said, cracking set of pipes. Marvellous. Graham's line was, have you got a record deal as yet? If not, you should have soon, because you're going to be massive in the industry. Is he right?
Well, I certainly like to think so, but I don't have a record deal at the moment. At the moment, I've sort of been self-promoting and working with a lovely management company down in London, but I don't actually have an actual label as of yet.
Ah, well, that will change. Now, you graduated from the University of Salford with a BA in music. You spent several years travelling the world, as we've said before, playing in bars, restaurants and cruise ships. Did that actually inspire some of your stuff? I mean, because obviously cruise ships, I'm thinking maybe that's where Waves came from.
Well, it did inspire a lot of my writing, for sure. Seeing a lot of other countries and different cultures all over the globe. I was very fortunate enough to have travelled to the likes of South America and Asia and places like that, which is some of the places that I never thought I'd ever, travel to. But Waves in particular is actually about one of my own struggles with anxiety and depression and panic attack disorders and things like that I've had for a long time. So it's about how those things come at you literally as waves, and you have to try and figure out how to ride it and how to let it settle and how to deal with it and how to move forward from it and that kind of thing.
No, absolutely, and that's certainly something which I think has a resonance which is well worth actually considering. Of course, I was interested in the fact that you must be used to panic attacks being a Manchester United supporter. Sorry, I'm a Man City fan, but we could at least share the pain of Liverpool winning the Premiership. It's okay.
Oh, absolutely.
Congratulations.
We don't speak of anything like that in my house at the moment.
No. I mean, Sir Alex Ferguson, I think, sent a congratulatory email in, so yes, well done. But don't over-celebrate. Remember, there's still a virus out there, okay?
That's exactly.
You should have an asterisk. And moving on, in terms of the way forward, I'm fascinated to find that your influences range from grunge to EDM, disco to funk, and country to Latin music.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's another thing that comes with being well-travelled as a working musician as well, because you're kind of pushed into all these other cultures, and so you can't afford to be narrow-minded with music. And luckily for me, I managed to have an open ear to a lot of it and appreciate it. When I was a kid, I was kind of down that narrow path, and if it wasn't noisy and aggressive, I wasn't interested. But now I quite happily sit back and listen to a bit of Enya and then play some death metal straight after it. I'm not bothered,
It's the variety that makes life interesting. And how can people get in touch with you, Ellis? Are you on the socials? What's the best way forward?
I certainly am. I'm on Instagram and Facebook. You can get me at Ellis Johnson Music. I'm also on Spotify, so you can get my my latest two singles on there at the moment. Obviously, Waves is one of them.
And clearly, from the footballing point of view, we have to acknowledge that things could be worse. We could be Sheffield Wednesday supporters like Tony McDonough. Just a thought.
It's just
a thought. You know, so, I mean, they could be worse. We're battling on through. That's the important thing. Ellis, we're going to wrap up the programme today with another play of Waves, because it deserves that. So it was given two thumbs up by Graham, so it's definitely sort of worked through that. We're delighted we managed to get through to you to wrap up this particular production. Thanks certainly earlier to Jenny Bill, to Rachel Abbott, and to Graham Harper, of course, and Chloe Rose, and yourself, Ellis Johnson. Have you had a reasonably interesting link with us on the programme today?
Absolutely.
Excellent. You see, it just shows what happens when you can actually return the call. We go from voicemail and suddenly we're there. Messages are sorted through. So will you be kind enough to return? Will you come back and connect with us again in the near future?
Yeah, I'd love to. Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. Well, as we say, happy July. Would you like to introduce yourself singing Waves to see us out of this particular production?
Sure, why not? My name's Ellis Johnson. This is my latest single. It's called Waves. Enjoy. Thanks for listening.
No more. there has to be a key. But the only thing I feel is it comes in waves, waves, waves. It comes in waves, waves, waves. I'm moving forward and back. Am I under attack? It's quite a punch that you pack on anxiety. Is it real what I feel? It's just so hard to deal with these waves that keep on crashing on me. Well, there has to be a key, but the only thing I feel is it comes in waves, waves, waves. It comes in waves, waves, waves. I'm sick of calculating, I'm riding high, I need the air to bring me back down. Oh, this surface let me down, and I lost my grip somehow. And now I'm spinning around with all these waves. It's easy, believe me, I'm freezing. There's no way to teach you to ride these waves, waves, waves. It comes in 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 waves.
Trouble game.
yes, just pack it up. And Eliza Doolittle with that little number. Welcome us into, I suppose it's actually the bonus, the additional bonus summer special podcast aspect, because some of these things don't necessarily go out on the Siren Radio stuff. This is the extra thing for people who find southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com and want to find a little bit more about those kind of things and critical reviews, etc. So we welcome awesome critic and indeed graduate of film and media, film and television studies, I should say, at the University of Lincoln. It's Eloise Sheehan. How are you, Eloise?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. Alex, how are you?
I'm fine, recovering from the 4-foot cat that you were actually proudly demonstrating last week. It was very much part and parcel of the whole essence of life. And how is the large fellow?
He is good. He is outside the door this week, so he can't rip my arm to shreds. I thought that was a smart move.
That is important. Hearing very good news from Robin Pierce about the input you're likely to be giving to Sci-Fi Weekenders magazine, plus a few other editorial stuff. So it's very good material there. But the critical thing, as far as listeners is concerned, is did you manage to listen back to some of the other programme stuff from last week? Are there any areas you'd like to share with us in terms of never feature that person again? Kick them off now.
No one to kick off, per se. But I did listen.
Not even Ben?
Not even Ben.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's tempting because of
Beth, you know, Bethany, you know, Beth Gulliver.
Oh, I was so shocked that she's actually back when I saw her.
And alive, exactly.
And alive, yeah. But how dare she not remember Spike? Like, people just keep letting me down.
Yeah.
What is happening?
I mean, she thought it was a hamster, you know, which is even more challenging, but never mind.
No one could forget the hamster, though. Yeah, I was listening, and the Newark Online Book Festival, when you're talking to Lauren Wood, that sounds amazing.
Well, you'd be pleased to know that next week a whole tranche of authors from the New York Book Festival will be joining us in our pre-online package of things for that. Will you be signing up for it, though?
Yeah, I think I will. I've never been to a book festival in real life anyway, so why not start
online?
Yes,
yeah. Very good. Well, we had the Lincolnshire Show online. So clearly the Lincolnshire Show has paved the way so the New York Book Festival can also go online. I think there's one event that is live, but again, it's socially distanced at the Carriages. Easily confused, you know.
One serves tea.
Exactly, carriages. Actually, yes, it has, Louise. You don't know. In fact, let me just do a quick calculation. 1, 2, 3. You're about our 18th interviewee. So,
blimey.
Yeah. All been going swimmingly as far as we can. Again, and there are thunderstorms happening, so that's all great.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like thunderbolts and lightning. Very, very frightening. Scaramouche. Can I do the fandango? No, that's why we're listening to Eloise.
And I've got something that may shock you. I was listening to Richard, and I actually really liked his bit that he did on Vera Lynn.
Yeah, I see.
I agree. Yeah. I was quite interested.
Yes, yeah, well, yeah. I knew it was only a matter of time before it was. It's what you call the chemistry between the two of you.
We found it. It's there.
Yeah, exactly.
There it is.
Yeah. Forget Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone. You know, it's Eloise and Richard. It's
perfect. Awesome.
Yeah. Okay, so any other sort of comments that you'd like to share with us then?
I'd like to just say that I'm really happy that Graham Harper's back every week. That makes me happy, and that he's talking about Doctor Who. And Still River Blues, I thought that was really interesting how he got the job for one that led to the other.
Yeah. Well, he is also back for this week, although he's actually on the midweek drive this week, the Wednesday afternoon slot, because sadly Phil Linnis is going to have to take some time, effectively because his father passed away recently.
Oh.
So he's understandably got one or two things to process. And yep, we celebrate the transition, but obviously he has deep condolences and sympathy from that body. Yeah. So who would get the Eloise Sheehan Most Valuable Contributor then?
Oh.
Hmm. Would
I'd
it be
say
Graham
Beth
Harper?
Because she's back, but she forgot Spike, so it's not going to happen now. Graham Harper, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, when it comes to sort of exciting things, Abigail LeMay will hopefully be making a return from Canada shortly. So, as I said to Beth, I think, so she was quite excited about that. And yeah, Bethany, of course, moving to Cardiff.
Oh, wow.
Well, Well, she might as well be dead, really. No. Only kidding, Cardiff listeners. Really, you don't have to be a zombie to live in the city. But you know, it's people think Lincoln is challenging. Honestly, it's a fine place, and I'm sure that she will have a fun time there. Which is why one of the reasons why I was delighted to give her a reference for the whole thing. Different line entirely. And what about yourself, Eloise? I mean, is Lincoln now getting packed and crowded, and people just hugging each other without a whim now, or are we still really quite cautious when we go out there?
Honestly, I'm not going out that much until next week when I have to go back to work, so that will be strange going back to working in a bar. So
really,
how that goes.
Wow. I thought you were bookshop bound, but obviously no, not in a bookshop. You're actually in a bar. So have the requisite social distances and PPE equipment and screens, have they all been sorted out? Have you been trained on what to actually do with customers when they breach the 1 meter rule or whatever it is?
Well, it's going to be quite difficult because the bar I work in is quite small in Lincoln, so I'm not sure. We don't have any outside areas, but apparently we're allowed to open, and I'm being trained on that before I go to work on Friday, so that should be quite interesting.
Pretty much serves as a topic of conversation when you join us next week. Now, unless, of course, you know, will you be working on Saturdays?
Not next week, but I might be in the future. Yeah, hopefully not. Yeah. Hopefully we can sort something out.
Well, and then again, you know, we've started Zoom now, so that could be a different line. So maybe we can actually have a few other sort of aspects within that. So it's good. Clearly, featuring your good self, bearing in mind your mum, Sandra, without a David Cassidy track is frankly inconceivable. So I've decided to go for a classic David Cassidy number to sort us through this. And I can let you actually, after we've answered those last two questions, introduce Could It Be Forever and dedicate it to your mum. Of course, by David. Yes, good. So have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the programme today, Eloise Sheehan?
I have, thank you.
And all being well, you'll be back with us next week.
I will be.
Social distancing permitting, etc., together with your cat or without your cat. We don't know. It might be there, might not be there. What's the cat's name again?
Jack.
Jack the cat. Yeah. Exactly. Because Jack has four letters and cat has three. Four. Three. That's right. Exactly. Just proving that
you
we
need
can
a little
actually
break.
Yeah, exactly. Time to do the dedication, Eloise.
Oh, God. Dedicated to my mother, but I've forgotten what the song is.
Could It Be Forever? Yeah. It's question mark. David Cassidy.
Could It Be Forever by David Cassidy for my mum, Sandra.
Forever, or is my mind just rambling on? I touched you once, I kissed you once, now I feel like you're mine. Well, I feel like you're mine, and seeing your face, I'm not wrong to have these feelings. Well, I feel like you're mine, I've never known a time before that's had so many meanings. Could it be forever, or am I just a waste of time? You let me know, you make me feel like you're mine. Well, I feel like you're mine, and I can't remember when the feelings have been stronger. And all I know is I can't let go.
Excellent. And there we are, Louise Sheehan, dedicating that to her mum, Sandra. Onwards to the return of, in our bonus extra podcast special, Chloe Rose. Welcome back, Chloe.
very good to be back.
It seems like only a matter of moments ago since you were featured. Well, you know, it's all very strange, but there we are. Now, we spoke about clearly the excellent work that you're about to be doing in terms of, or resuming, shall we say, after your little health hiatus. What's the situation like in Cleethorpes these days? Because, you know, we've seen what happened in Bournemouth with respect to the beaches being packed and so on. We've seen, by the way, I suppose I have to say congratulations to Liverpool. You have actually won the league.
Oh my goodness, yeah, I am so happy. Yeah, I bet you are not happy right now.
No, sorry,
Alan.
It's okay, you know, it's there, and I'll take Pep Guardiola's line and say that, you know, you did well, so you managed to secure the result for that, and clearly we just sort of progress onwards from thence. But I suppose, at least, Chloe, you will have sensibly not done what an awful lot of other Liverpool fans did and actually pack the city centre, set off flares and point at the Liver building and effectively ignore all social media, social constraints.
Oh dear, well, that's not good. I know it's not good at all. I think it's, you know, the excitement's got everybody carried away, but at the same time, it's not a safe, you know, I can't condone that, I really can't. I know that it's not a good thing. It's a difficult one. I don't know, I'm worried as it is, because I just think, oh gosh, what if we have a second wave? You know, with things like that. But I guess the proof will be in the pudding, Alex. We'll find out, won't we, I guess?
Well,
hopefully not.
Yeah, but we're already seeing in America a number of cases where there are huge spikes in terms of that. And it's interesting looking at the various considerations that Americans have been giving in terms of their reasons for not wearing masks and reasons why they should wear masks. And the whole country seems to be very much torn in two about the efficacy of masks and whether indeed wearing masks is an affront on their political freedom and so on. It does seem to be somewhat crazy. I mean, surely, you know, if you're going to be in any environment, it's not necessarily just for your own protection, but it's surely the notion that you don't want to necessarily carry something which is going to infect somebody that you don't know because you are unwittingly becoming an asymptomatic carrier of the virus and spreading it from that point of view. So I think you need to be very cautious and very careful.
Yeah, I think the masks is a great idea. I personally think that they need to have that in place. I know that we are right now, that everywhere we go, you know, if it's a salon, you've got to wear your masks, because obviously the hairdressers, the salons are opening back up again. Can't wait to get my hair done because I've got roots showing. It's
no,
not a good idea.
No.
Alex, it's dreadful. It's dreadful at the top of my head, but it will be sorted in the next month, so that's good. But I've got to go in. They've said we've got to stand outside the salon, and they're going to let one client in at a time once, so that only one person is allowed in the salon, you know, client based, and have to wear a mask. But I'm even worried about, should I even go in? Should I just, you know, should I just try and sort something out with my hair?
Tough it out.
Yeah, put me down. Oh, I look awful. But, you know, what do you do, Alex?
It's one of those life challenges, one in, one out. But I'm sure you'll work our way through that. So, as I was saying, what is the scenario in terms of Cleethorpes? Were people gathering on the beaches? I mean, we've had some warm weather recently. Obviously, we had thunderstorms as well. Have people been staying away, or is it a case of, frankly, you've been staying quite sensibly indoors?
I've been obviously at home indoors, and I have to self-isolate anyway at the moment, you know, through to all these further tests I've been having. But I've been seeing on social media that there is a lot of people going to the beach. I know there's been a lot of protests happening as well at the moment, and there has been. It's a difficult situation, really. I don't quite know what to say about it, or because I understand. I think, you know, it's amazing that we're standing up for equal rights, and I think a lot, you know, I'm not like a political person, if you know what I mean, but I think it's really important that we stand against racism, and I agree with everything like that. I think it's a difficult thing, isn't it? Because it's like, what do we do? Do people go out and protest and do something about it? Or can they really, because of the social distancing? You know, I don't even know where my head is with it, to be honest with you, Alex. I just want everyone to be happy. I really do.
In the words of Yul Brynner from The King and I, it's a puzzlement.
Yes.
It's a puzzlement.
It actually is.
Well, nevertheless, the good news is Chloe is back. Chloe is back. Chloe is back. Yay, yay. And I presume, again, you've had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us in this part two or part one, A, B, or whatever we refer to it, a sort of podcast bonus special. Has it been good for you?
Oh, I've loved it. It's been very interesting, very
well,
nice.
Well, sound and Chloe's vision will doubtless return as well in the not-too-distant future, even if we have to coordinate various other factors. Will you be back and join us next Saturday?
I will be. I'll be there.
Excellent. We'll
be
promoting.
There or be square.
Indeed.
There you go.
We'll be promoting the online Newark Book Festival in Forstham, which takes place in a couple of weeks' time from now. Somebody who I think, she's no Chloe Rose, clearly, but I think actually she's somebody who probably aspires to be a good self. She's a singer from the Lincolnshire region who we haven't heard of for quite some time, Ella Henderson. Do you remember Ella?
Yes, I do remember. She lived in, I think she was from Tetney. She's only literally 5-10 minutes probably down. I don't know if she lives there. She might be in London, but I know her hometown was Grimsby Way, anyway, so she wasn't far away from me, Alan.
Well, I figured that. I mean, clearly, so she's no Chloe Rose, but how do you fancy a little touch of Ellie Henderson and Ghost?
Absolutely, I love that song. Go for it.
I keep going to the river to pray, cause I need something that can wash out the pain, and I'm sleeping all these demons away. But your ghost, the ghost of you, it keeps me awake. My friends, had you figured out? Yeah, there's so much inside of you. You tried hiding another you, but your evil was coming through. And these guys sitting on the wall, well, they watch every move I make. White light living in the shade. Your cold heart makes the spirit shake. I had to go. But your ghost, the ghost of you, it keeps me away. I keep going to the river to pray, cause I need something that can wash out the pain. And I'm slipping all these demons away. But your ghost, the ghost of you, it keeps me away. Each time that I think you go, I turn around and you're creeping in. Something like a wash of